anyone have any clue why that might be? Doesn't make a lot of sense. It's because today at St. Andrew's at 3 o'clock, we're having Fun Day School, where our littlest members come in and we play and we sing songs and we read stories. And then at 4 o'clock, I'm doing my very first blessing of the animals, where people's pets get to come in and I get to see them and play with them and bless them. And then everybody goes home. I love other people's babies and pets. They're like exciting and energetic, and they just see the world with new eyes. And I don't have to deal with the exhaustion and the thanklessness that comes with caring for those that cannot care for themselves. Right? I remember when I was bringing my son home from the hospital after he was born, and the nurse, you know, they like check that you have a car seat and then they send you away. And I'm standing there, I'm going, you don't know me. Like, I don't know this creature, but like, why are you letting me take this thing home? And she says, Mama, you got this. And I can really feel the apostles when they were like, Lord, increase my faith, because that's what I was saying to the nurse, like, what? She says, Mama, you got this. We come into our gospel reading this morning, and I feel like I know that we have missed this big ask that Jesus has given the disciples that leaves them to say, Lord, increase my faith. So I'm going to read it to you. It comes in the two verses right ahead, starting at verse 3. I'm going to read it in the Message version. Be alert, Jesus says to the disciples. If you see your friend going wrong, correct him. And if he responds, forgive him. Even if it's personal against you and repeated 7 times through the day, and 7 times he says, I'm sorry, I won't do it again, forgive him. Then the apostles come up to the master and say, give us more faith. Makes a lot more sense now, doesn't it? Jesus is telling them to forgive the same person over and over and over again in the same day, even after that person has said, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. And then they just turn around and do it again. Last week, our gospel had this story where the rich man is like cursed and the poor man is blessed. This is all the context of the disciples hearing about what this kingdom of God entails. And they're going, oof, Jesus, this is hard. Increase our faith. They're difficult. I understand the apostles thinking that if I had more faith, it would be easier. Like easier to obey, easier to do the work. Because Jesus is calling disciples to do some things that feel incredibly hard, like forgiving someone over and over again for the same thing. Or as our psalm said today, to be still before the Lord and wait for him. Or do not fret yourself because of evildoers. Or refrain from anger. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Jesus is calling us to be faithful and showing the way, and we, like the apostles, might be saying, Lord, give us more faith. Let me read again what Jesus responds to them, this time in the Message version. But the master said, you don't need more faith. There is no more or less in faith. If you have a bare kernel of faith, say the size of a poppy seed, you could say to the sycamore tree, go jump in the lake, and it would do it. Jesus continues, suppose one of you has a servant who comes in from plowing the field or tending the sheep. Would you take off his coat and set the table and say, sit down and eat? Wouldn't you be more likely to say, prepare dinner, change your clothes and wait table on me until I've finished my coffee. Then you can go to the kitchen and have your own meal. Does the servant get special thanks for doing what is expected? It is the same for you. When you have done everything expected of you, be matter of fact and say, the work is done. What we have been told to do, we did. That seems hard. But the good news is that Jesus reveals the faithful life. The disciples feel like Jesus is asking them to do something extraordinary. To give up wealth, to forgive repeatedly, to love their enemies. These things seem as impossible as telling a tree, go jump in the lake, and it does it. But Jesus says, forgiveness, this thing I'm asking you to do, this is the everyday task of a disciple. What seems extraordinary to us, living in this world, forgiving over and over, is the ordinary in the kingdom of God. It is what we are expected to do. We are able, right now, to move forward in faith in this kingdom of God. All we need to live a faithful life, we have. We have heard the scriptures and the word, what we are to do. We have the Holy Spirit who guides us. We have a community that supports us. And we have the love of Christ. Jesus showed us how to live a faithful life so that we could also see that we could do it. Like forgiving over and over, just as Jesus welcomed Peter back after denying him 3 times. Jesus says to serve, and Jesus is the master who got on his knees and washed the disciples' feet. We see Jesus throughout the Gospel of Luke the last couple of weeks. He's walking forward in faith towards Jerusalem, going through trials and persecution, and listening to the voice of the Father. Jesus reveals the faithful life, the life that we are to follow as we discern our next faithful step. So I'm going to spell faith for you in a new way. F-A-I-T-H. F stands for fruitful. You have been nourished. You have the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and you are called and able to be nourishing food for others. You are able. As Paul writes in his letter to Timothy, God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. We are able to accomplish what it is that God has called us to do. We are able. And then I-T-H, we are intent to hear. As that mulberry tree heard and obeyed when commanded, we too are intent to hear for the voice of God and willing to be uprooted and transplanted within the kingdom of God. Faith. Fruitful, able, intent to hear. Often in our desire to make the best possible decision, we are paralyzed. We think, oh, I need more information. I need more time. I need more faith. I need more help, more resources. But Jesus calls us today and says, you are able right now to move forward in faith. That's not going to look the same for all of us. My vocation is not your vocation. My calling is not your calling. Your calling is not my calling. And yet, we can all move forward in an attitude of faith. Because we may not have the same callings, but we do have the same purpose to show God's kingdom, to reveal it. And there are so many ways to display God's love, to feed and care for God's children, to help those who are in trouble, to nurture those who have been entrusted to us, to be generous, to forgiving, and to love, and to love, and to love. You, me, we are able to move forward in faith, fruitful, able, intent to hear.
Amen. Amen.